rocks. Everything that rocks.
This motherfucker.
Good morning. Dude, yesterday was shit. What a turd of a day. Oh, my God.
Dude, it was crazy yesterday, man. Yeah. Like, blowing hot sideways. Dude, I felt like the house was going to come down a couple times.
At one point, in like 30 seconds, it went from like sleet to snow to rain. Like, I mean, just like that. Yeah, it was nuts. Dude. Nuts.
Damn.
Yeah, I was working on that shed again. I'm still not done with it, by the way. That's, dude, you're going to have to bury me in that shed after I'm done with this. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
That shed is for protection, dude. You need to get that thing up and protect things from the weather.
I got the walls up. That's where I'm at right now. So no roof. It's a garbage shed. But anyway. Yeah, dude, crap. Just crap outside. Mm-hmm. That's all right. We'll get through it. Anyway, let's keep moving right now with your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. You need your car, truck, SUV fixed. They got you covered at AIR. John Van Lanning M and his crew. Breathe easy.
It's a terrible way to breathe. Don't ruin it.
Sorry, I ruined it.
They're a good sponsor.
Oh, damn, I got some really good stories today. There's a lot going on. What about this? Back over the summer, Pete Townsend said he couldn't see any reason to make a new Who album, even though he had new songs. And now Roger Daltrey agrees with him. In an interview with the Coda Collection, Daltrey said, quote, "There's no point in making any music if you can't earn a living out of it. For me, anyway, what's the point? On the last record, it cost me money to make it. I don't see the point in doing it much of that, you know. I'm too working class for that. I've been working since my 15th birthday, and to go out and not get paid for a job, I don't mind if it's a charity, but I have a family to feed as well, a lot of grandchildren, a lot of children. So it's tricky." He finished up by saying, quote, "I don't know whether we'll ever make any more new music, but I never say never. Let's put it that way." The Who's last album was 2019's Who. So according
to... That's sad. That's sad. You shouldn't even have to say that. Dude, he's an artist. Pay him for it.
Well, it's not like back in the day, man, you know?
I don't know.
And I don't blame him, too.
If people enjoy it, you should get paid for it.
There's a lot of work. You know, and again, I'm sure it costs to make the record, but they could go on, you know, tour like the Stones do and, you know, charge $100 a ticket even for nosebleeds. And then you got the $200 limited, you know, edition concert tee and all that. Right. So there's ways around it. But again, the record companies get their cut, man. And even when you are at the Who status, all right, even then, there's still people in your pockets for it, so.
It's scary, dude, when a band like The Who is like, no, we're not going to do it. We're not getting paid.
Not worth it. Yeah, yeah.
It's like, what about?
And we're also being deprived of The Who. Like, we could have new Who music, and it's like, no, just because it's a pain.
I just watched the whole thing on that, like how much money they're getting off of Spotify. Dude, they don't see any of
it's
the
like
money.
It's like a fraction of a penny a play, dude.
It's
crap. It's crap. And see, it's not so bad for the mainstays, you know, bands like the Eagles or the Who or the Rolling, whatever. Because, I mean, they're, one, getting paid more, and two, getting played more. You got some of these new artists that are like, well, it gets my music out there, but it's not getting enough, you know, by the time it's all said and done. So
It's craziness.
Yeah. For us, we're actually, we owe money. It's crazy. When we put out our best of, it was crazy.
You got to pay to do a show every day. Like,
this is garbage. You're paying us. All right, fine. So, but again, never say never, according to Roger Daltrey. So we'll see. All right, that is your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, Hunter, you're going to love this, all right?
Oh, boy.
1986, the Beastie Boys released License to Ill. Oh, my God.
Dude, one of the greatest albums. I'm serious.
Dude.
Just start it. Start the album front to back. Every song is good.
Most notably, and by far their biggest album. You had you got A Fight for Your Right to Party, Brass Monkey, Girls was on there. No Sleep Till Brooklyn was on there. My sleeper song that I don't know if a lot of people know.
Slow and low, let yourself go.
You know it, man. Tempo. Paul Revere, which you and I have talked about.
Dude.
One of the greatest songs ever. And
it started way back in history. Dude. One of the greatest songs. We were rapping that song when I was like, like five.
Yeah, by far their biggest album and kind of what solidified them there. in the rock, rap, hip hop world, if you will. So, you know, 1986, man. Brother.
Dude, we used to have these subs. My dad went and bought these big speakers.
When bass tube. Little. That bass tube. That dude, sounded amazing. Geez,
first CD, licensed it. It'll go right to Paul Revere.
I had a little horsey. One of these days, you and I just start to fit. You and I could do that one at karaoke. We should.
Probably, dude.
We
should. That's like the only song I can feel confident of karaoke.
But one of the best. I think in honor of that, I'm going to throw that album on today. Start to finish album. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. That is your rock news and rock history for a Monday. Of course, as always, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.